Welcome to Constitutional Conversations. I'm Dr. Brenda McMenamin. Why is it so important to understand the Constitution? Understanding the heritage and history that God gave us enables us to honor and obey Him so He can rescue us and America. Article 1, Section 10, Clause 1 says, "No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque and reprisal, coin money, admit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver, coin a tender in payment of debts." Under the Articles of Confederation, states had more authority than Congress. Each state, in effect, was like an independent country. Under the Constitution, the states were coming into agreement for their general welfare and common defense. We have discussed in Article 1, Section 8, the authority enumerated to Congress. Section 10 enumerates the specific powers that the states were giving up to come under the authority of the Constitution. In enumerating to Congress the authority to make treaties and alliances with other countries, states were forbidden from doing so as individual states. States would not come into conflict with another country as an individual state, but would affect retributions and conflicts through Congress. As the framers had a biblical worldview, they understood that gold and silver are honest money, whereas paper money has always led to dishonest financial dealings. Charles Pinckney said, "I apprehend these general reasonings will be found true with respect to paper money, that experience has shown that in every state where it's been practiced since the Revolution, it always impoverishes it." Charles C. Pinckney said, "It had corrupted the morals of the people. It had diverted them from the paths of honest industry to the ways of ruinous speculation. It had destroyed both public and private credit and had brought total ruin on numberless widows and orphans." McLean said taxes must be paid in gold or silver coin and not in imaginary money. Cleon Skousen ends this section saying, "Someday Americans must elect a Congress that will give them a sound and honest money system. Father, may we return to you and your ways of honest money. In Jesus' name, amen." Listen every Saturday at 8:30 a.m. to WCNO as we learn more about our Constitution and how this God-inspired document brings life and liberty to our nation and hope to the world. More information and learning opportunities are available at my website, teachinghisstory.com.